This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ما بعد. قال المصنف رحمه الله تعالى في كتابه رياض الصالحين في باب فضل الذكر والحث عليه. يحيى بن شرف أبو زكريا يحيى بن شرف النووي says in his book entitled The Gardens of the Righteous in the chapter of the virtues of dhikr and encouraging others to do so. عن المغيرة بن شعبة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا فرغ من الصلاة وسلم قال لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. المغيرة بن شعبة, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say at the conclusion of his prayer, there is no God, there is no true God except Allah. He is the one and has no partners with him. He is the sovereignty and his is the praise. And he is omnipotent. O Allah, none can deny that which you bestow and none can bestow that which you hold back. And the greatness of the great will be of no avail to them against you. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, again, this is another sunnah at the very end of our prayer when we conclude, when we say the hadith. The last hadith we took is when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, Astaghfirullah, 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 Allahumma, Allahumma tassalam wa minkas salam tabarak ya dhal jalali wal ikram. That was the hadith before this one. And now Imam An-Nawawi brings this hadith, which is after we say that, we can also say this, also, which is, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, which firstly is there is no true God except Allah. He is the one and has no partners with him. له الملك, he is the sovereignty. وله الحمد, or له الملك is the sovereignty is his. وله الحمد, and ملك is really everything in the dominion. Everything in the dominion. They call it ملك لأن الله مالكه, the one Allah سبحانه وتعالى is, we say مالك يوم الدين, he is the owner of the day of judgment. Or ملك, or milk, can also mean the dominion, that which is owned. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of it. So we say, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu. So the fact that he has control over the dominion, or the dominion is for him, for that reason he deserves what? Hamd. Lahul mulku wa lahul hamd. And shukr, and all of the manifestations of worship. All of them. So when we look at this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing here, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is showing here in this beautiful, beautiful dhikr at the very end, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beautiful names, لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ وَهُوَ عَلَى, لَهُ الْحَمْدُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And he is upon everything, has the ability, عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, which translates to mean he is the omnipotent, which shows again that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to do all things, being that the mulk is in his control, the dominion is under his authority and his total control. Therefore, he deserves praise. And with all of that is under that, that is under his dominion or in his control and authority, because he is its creator, he is able to do all things within that dominion. Or he's able to do all things, period. But from the dominion that he has, know that he is the Malik of the Tasarruf. He is the one that has ultimate control over what takes place within every single element in the dominion. And the dominion itself. So every single element, being that we are human beings, being that there are animals, being that there's nitrogen, oxygen within the atmosphere, and then the earth itself, and then the galaxy itself, and other galaxies that exist that we don't know about. All of that is his mulk, subhanah. All of that is his dominion, and he has ultimate control over that. And then Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, O Allah, none can deny that which you bestow, and none can bestow that which you deny. لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت. And this is important in regards to what pillar of iman? First, how many pillars of Iman are there, Jamal? Six. Belief in Allah. Belief in who else? The messengers. Belief in what? The books. Belief in what? The angels. Right? Belief in what? Day of judgment. And then belief in what? Qadr. So this statement here, O Allah, la mani'a lima a'tayt wa la mu'tiya lima mana'at. Mani'a, there is no prohibitor from that which you have given, and there is no one that can prohibit what you have given. And there is no one that can give what you prohibit. What pillar of Iman do you think that this statement mostly falls into? Okay, we have Qadr for 200. Or 300, sorry, what's my list? I'm sorry. 301. Anyone else? The first one, belief in Allah. Okay, anyone else? Judgment. Okay, so we say belief in Allah. How would you explain that? Okay, so which name would fall in this? Let's give a name. Khaliq. Okay, how does this fall into La mani'a lima a'tayt? So Allah created it, and nothing can stop its creation. Right? Allah even created time. So no one can withhold what happens within that frame of time. No one can withhold that moment. You don't want something to happen, it happened. Allah created it. This is what the scholars talk about, the four elements of Qadr. One of them is Khalq, which is Allah created that event. That time frame, He created it. Nothing can withhold it because Allah allowed it to happen. That time frame. Okay, so we said Allah. What are the pillars of Iman? We said what else? We said Qadr, right? Predestination. Okay, how does this tie into predestination? Exactly. Give me an example. Anyone?
Being here, actually, you know, it's a Qadr in a way. If Allah wills it to be here, so I'm here.
So did Allah will for us to be here?
Yes.
Each and every single one of you, I want you to think of one thing that could have possibly stopped you from coming here tonight. We start to think, we say, oh, alhamdulillah. Yeah. But what happened? Allah did not allow it to happen. And you had that small window of a choice, and that's what you get rewarded for. You understand? But that was still within the Qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La mani'a lima a'tayt. There is nothing that will prohibit from what you have given. Allah has given you, and there's so many things He's given you within that moment. He's given you the iman to make the right choice, or the better choice. You probably were at home reading Quran. But you stop reading Quran to come here. That's better. He gave you that strength to do it. La hawla. He gave you the strength to get up and do it. There is no power or might. That's why this is said after the adhan. Because you need power and strength. You need strength and transition in order to get up to come to the prayer. So you see how this all ties in together. And wala mu'ti lima mana'at. And there is no one that can give you what Allah has prohibited. How many of us have graduated from college and tried to get a job and then that job didn't work out? Or some opportunity. He probably just... Inshallah, may Allah bless you with a nice 9-figure job. Inshallah, halal. Right? No one can give what Allah has prohibited. So this ties into the Qadr big time. So this is very important, especially after the prayer. And this is why subhanAllah... You know, subhanAllah, when turning to the salah and turning to the statement at the very end, for verily the greatness of the great will be of no avail against no avail to them against you. لَا يَنْفَعَ ذَا الْجَدِّ مِنْكَ الْجَدِّ. Anyone that has jadd or greatness will bring no benefit if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits it, because مِنْكَ الْجَدِّ, from you greatness emanates. So anything that we think is great, anyone or any situation that we think is irresistible, know that it is resistible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ultimate control over it. See, when you bring it always back to Allah, this is what increases our closeness to Him, our memories with Him and of Him, therefore strengthening your iman to where when you face a situation that you wanted, that was taken away from you, you say, لَا مَانِيَ عَنِ مَا أَعْطَيْتِ. When something was given to you that you didn't want, وَلَا مُعْتِيَ لِمَا مَنَعْتِ. Right? You remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of all things. So when we look at this, for instance, and I'll end here, for instance, in Gaza, what is going on? And in Sudan, what's going on? And in China, what's going on? In Afghanistan, and in Yemen, and all these Muslim countries, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them in their iman and their faith in Him. Protect their iman to where they make this statement, to when something is taken away from them, whether it is their home, their children, their family members, their honor to a certain degree. We know the ultimate honor is the honor with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the ultimate honor. And that is the one we hope that is not taken away from our brothers and sisters in Gaza. You know, this is the most important thing. Because if the life is taken away, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the clear standard that don't think that those that have passed away, that they are dead. وَالْأَحْيَاءُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Rather, they are supplied by their Lord. They are alive and they are supplied with by their Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that constantly remember His greatness, sirran wa alaniya, in secret and in open. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that remember His beautiful names and attributes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His greatness and His honor and His majestic might and His forgiveness, make us of those that seek forgiveness from any of our shortcomings, to when we raise our hands to Him, He will accept our dua for our brothers and sisters suffering all around the world. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help the weak and destitute in Ghazza, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa at'imhum, and feed them and nourish them, ya Rabbil Alameen. But most importantly, nourish them with the iman, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.